Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How to make your indoors outdoors when the weather is bad. I know it's been amazing for the past 3 weeks, but the last day or two has been a little bit, well, wet and gloomy. The Home Squad are here to answer all of your questions. Roisin Lafferty, who's the creative director and founder of Roisin Lafferty Design House, and Jenny Sheehan, former winner of Home of the Year, both with me for this week's Home Squad in studio. Good afternoon. How are we doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad. We want to make the indoors outdoors. What does that mean, Jenny?
It means that it's raining again now. Somebody didn't get the memo that we're supposed to be a sunny country. Like, we had arrived, we'd evolved
into
a sunny country. And now it's raining again and somebody just needs to sort that out. So, but we still, like, I'm not ready to go indoors. I'm not ready to, like, camp out on my couch and, you know, deal with the rain.
I want to put the heat back on for an hour.
Stop
two
it.
Evenings ago, yeah.
Look, I like that we're eternal optimists and this happens every single year. We still hold on for it, like every time.
I'm holding
along
firm.
With me getting surprised about the stretch in the evening. I'm like, that's awful long, isn't it? And I'm like, the exact same thing has happened every night.
Well, a lot of people want to usually make the outdoors kind of an extension of the indoors, but what's the reverse of this?
I think there's a lot you can do in Ireland. We can have conservatories and sunrooms. There's also a lot of people I know who are going to be listening who are living in apartments who have balconies, and there is very little you can do there permanently, but there's still some kind of tricks and hacks and things that you can do with temporary structures that can make that space a bit more livable and a bit more usable, even though the rain is still here, because there's still sunny patches, you know, and it's not that cold. Mm. So it's really about just making as much use as possible of your indoor space and feeling like you're still outdoors.
What's your indoor-outdoor advice?
Well, I grew up with my mum who insisted on opening all windows all the time to air the place. So that's now ingrained in me. No. But this idea, I think, of you want the connection. So even if it is raining, even if it is dark, sometimes it's still nice to have the windows open. So two things from me. One, I love accordion windows. Okay, we've done it a good bit. You see it in some cafes actually around here. So the window where it opens almost like a bifold door.
Oh, yeah.
So it means that you can fully open it. So suddenly it feels like you've got a balcony. But what you really need is some sort of canopy or shelter. So again, many ways. If you are doing a renovation project, you can add a canopy or an overhang. That's really helpful. It just stops the rain and allows you to have a little bit of outdoor space. The other, though, is, like, for example, Awnings of Ireland, there are many equivalents. There's loads of structures now that you can get. And it all came about during COVID. It kind of spiraled. But a lot of people still have them. So you can have them as permanent. So you can have just an awning, which is more like what you'd see in a roof terrace. Or you can have more that has, like, fixed structures. So it's more like an outdoor. So if you have a double doors, you can have it outside that. So it kind of gives you an outdoor room feel. And it you can be outside and still covered.
I mean, today, like, it's pretty warm today.
Yeah, it's very warm
and humid. I know the showers are that, but so this would actually facilitate in a day like this.
Yeah, like, because what I love to do is connect the indoors out. So, like, what's really nice is if you're continuing, say, an indoor tile or timber, and then you change it to an outdoor material that looks the same. This just allows you, both with the window and the canopy, to really feel like it's al fresco, kind of, even in the rain.
There's something about having a cover. I don't know. I was thinking so much about this, about the psychology of just being covered, even if it's not raining. And I was thinking about it more because I go camping. I have a little mini camper and go camping a lot. And I don't know why, but I just love having the awning out. Mm-hmm. There's something very different about, like, just sitting on grass, which is also lovely, versus sitting outside when there's some type of structure around you. I don't know if it's a human thing that we need some kind of demarcation or what, but it's just lovely having something overhead.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for your questions for Jenny and Roisin today. You just want to go back to something you mentioned about conservatories. Are those conservatories that I recall, and every house seemed to get one back in the early 90s, are they
still on
trend?
They're a little less PVC. Like, they're more now, like,
I thought it was a sunroom was the new thing.
Lovely steel framed windows. Yeah. They have expanded. But in essence, the sunroom, or that kind of sun catcher area, is still
those sunrooms. Somebody recommended actually to me that I should get one at the back of the house. Are they much, like, is there much saving compared to a full on extension?
Yeah, there can be. They're really good value now, and they used to be absolute nightmares in terms of insulation. They used to be freezing all winter and then roasting in summertime, and now they are made a lot better, and they're easier to add on. So if you already have, you know, a fairly decent sized garden, you don't necessarily need planning permission to put on a conservatory, whereas you might if you're building, you know, an extension to your house. So if it's within, you know, if you're still leaving 25 square meters in your garden, if you're not, if it's just on the back of the house on an extension, if it's not facing, if glass isn't facing into your neighbor's garden within a meter, and it's at ground level, then you don't need planning permission for a conservatory. So it can be easier, it can be lower cost, it can be, you know,
I don't know about the lower cost.
Really?
Like, like you can get lower cost, but it's like it is more the PVC kind of ones. I just don't know if people still, like I'm sure there probably still is a market for it. But realistically, you, a lot of the time you are still building the footprint. You're still extending the concrete slab. You're still building the roof, like the dwarf walls and the structure.
So don't bother with the sun lounging. Do the extension then.
Well, I don't know. It depends how you want to use it. It depends the orientation in the house. But a lot of the time, because if you are going, say, with fine glazing and you want it to look like really nice, lightweight glazing, that's where cost does creep back in. So it depends on your priority.
Now, listener says, my husband thinks fake plants are tacky. Could you recommend ones that appear real and suggestions on where I can get them?
So I love, I hate, I can't keep plants alive and I love them. I think they're great, but I kill them all the time. Yeah. So while you can get fake plants, actually what I'd recommend instead is getting dried plants or preserved plants. So there's a really nice place in town in Dublin, Duffy and Sons. They're down, they're in Dublin One, and they have this huge, huge, huge range of really, really nice dried plants. I think they're fabulous. And other places, The Crate, they're online. They do these bunches of dried flowers and they look really, really, really good. I'm not against fake flowers. I think if you look for silk ones, they're really nice. But I think try to keep it real if you can and look for dried or preserved flowers.
Well, for the last three summers, I've bought, you know, those boxes. It's what you call them, the little trees. They're like cone trees. Yeah. Put in a nice white pot at the front of the house. And for the last 3 years consecutively, I have managed to kill all three of them. And they're pricey. So I'm refusing. I'm not buying any more boxes trees. So I need a good looking fake one. Two of them, actually.
I go full circle. So
you're going to tell me go for something real, Lauren.
I used to be a judge in Supergarden years and years ago. That's my history. And my friends used to laugh.
Fake flowers.
And they used to say, how are you on this? Because you can't keep anything alive. So I have that reputation. At the same time, fake just doesn't look as good. So if at all, okay, if they're at your line of sight, they're at the front door and they're easy to maintain, watering is okay. But if you have any sort of terrace, I totally understand. So there are simple ways to include irrigation. Like real, you can't be real.
I'm just not investing any more time. 3 years enough, that's it. The commitment is gone, Roisin. Yeah. We're going for fake.
Get preserved, get dried. Because they're not fake, but they look...
They look better.
They won't die.
I want to get a summer cover for my couches to brighten up the room. Where can I get these?
I presume
she means indoor couches. Yeah. Indoor couch covers. Any thoughts or suggestions?
A lot of companies like IKEA and stuff, you can buy covers for the couches. A lot of companies, depending where you bought the sofa to begin with, do them. Mm. You can also, if it is outdoor, you can get this such great ranges of outdoor fabric now. That's come on massively as well if you want to change things up.
Listeners wondering about lighting. We have an awning, sort of a sunroom extension out the back garden. We can never seem to get the light right though. Either too bright or too dark. Suggestions and sort of that indoor-outdoor lighting?
I think like loads and loads of fairy lights are great.
Yeah, I love fairy lights outside.
You can get solar-powered ones. You don't necessarily have to get them wired in if that's going to be an issue. And then make sure that the lighting goes beyond the area that you're just sitting in so that you have, you know, your garden is lit up and you've got maybe the stakes planted within the leaves or around the edges and there's more lighting out there and that's kind of bringing it in. I think what you just don't want is you maybe you're looking at hanging like a big lantern or something from the middle of your awning and that's not going to look good. The other thing is you really want to make sure that you've warm lighting too. So whatever light bulbs you're buying, that it's at the lower end of the Kelvin range, which would be nice and warm and cozy.
Where can you get nice, the nice sort of little, what do you call them, fairy lights for outside?
Fairy lights.
I get that with those every year as well and they always
die. You can get them on Etsy, you can get them on eBay. And like you're saying there, Jenny, the festoon lighting is lovely. Like that's, you know, almost the curtains of lights. They're really nice. In general with lighting, it's always about the layering. And if you have the opportunity to have them on a dimming switch, that works for outside as well. And it just gives you more control.
Couch covers Guineas and Talbot Street, suggests this listener. That might help our previous texter. Carlan has got in touch to tell me I need to go to Outdoor Scene. Apparently
they're great.
They have the best fake box trees ever.
Right, so I'll take your word for it.
Grace and Bray is wondering, she wants to buy a hard wearing new carpet for her sitting room. The current carpet doesn't have any underlay, can feel quite cold and also a bit damp at times. It's on a cement floor. It's been checked though for leaks by the plumber, all fine. Colour would be the colour would be the kind that's forgiving of small stains, preferably. So maybe something like a dark oatmeal, something like that. Is there any type or brand of carpet you'd recommend? I'm on a budget. I need something affordable and good quality.
So TC Matthews and Cremins are two go-tos. They're so helpful. They have such a big range and such price variation. Try get something with a tiny bit of a fleck if you don't want it to show everything. But if you go in and tell them your budget, they'll give you options.
What were the, sorry, the first company?
Cremins.
Cremins.
And then TC Matthews.
Okay. Anything on carpets?
I went with Four Floors out in Dunleary and I found them really, really helpful. And I got great advice as well that it's underlay is important, especially if you're looking for like coziness and feeling nice underfoot. And it's a lot cheaper than the carpet. So you can spend a bit more on the underlay and pare back a little bit on the carpet.
I'm pretty sure.
And then you'll end up with a lovely quality.
No underlay in my sitting room under the wooden floor. I need to take it up and do it.
And that's the thing, and the whole carpet can get ruined because when joists move, it totally detracts from the carpet. Also, the underlay is where you get the best acoustic value.
Need to get that too. Listeners looking for suggestions on the best way to brighten up a dark room during the summer. Gets no light.
Mirrors would be number one, and probably Roisin's as well. Mirrors everywhere. Like, I think we're kind of risk averse sometimes to mirrors in Ireland. You ever go into like a bathroom and you have this tiny little thing?
Oh, well, sure, you're very vain if you have a load of mirrors. Isn't that the kind of usual Irish
fill
sentiment?
A wall with mirrors. Think about, where is the light coming in? Where could it reflect the window or the doors or whatever you do have in that room, and see what you can do in terms of putting up like big mirrors, any kind of reflective surfaces. Think about paint. Is it, you know, can you paint it a bit brighter? Or lean into the dark and make it a cave. It's another option.
The mirror opposite the window, I can't recommend it enough, and do the full wall. It sounds, again, it sounds vain. It isn't. You don't see yourself because all you see is the garden reflected.
Yeah. Would the ladies recommend painting flowers and leaves in a white wall, or is it weird?
It's so hard to say unless I could see, like, is it a talented painter? But I'm like,
beautiful.
Yes! I really think that could be so nice. And like, what is the worst that can happen? Paint over it. Yeah, mural your wall.
That'd
go
be
for
stunning.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what this lady do or this listener
if
do.
If you do,
themselves.
Will you please send us a photo?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Please send us a photo. I would love to see it. I think that would be so nice.
087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. And just on paints, best paint to use for outdoor walls, etc.
I always end up going with Dulux Weather Shield. I just think they have a great range of colours and it lasts forever.
Fleetwood.
Yes, Roisin does happen to have a running range with them, which is why it's been suggested. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. My thanks, as always, to the Home Squad with me here today. Jenny Sheehan, former winner of Home of the Year. You can find more from Jenny on Instagram at The Workers Cottage. And Roisin Lafferty, who is the founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design House.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.